What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our last look for the week, our Friday morning look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The situation in Changuinola, Bocas del Toro province, has escalated to critical levels due to the prolonged road closures, which have completely halted the transportation of goods and fuel. Although downtown Changuinola remains unblocked, with the exception of the bridge of the same name, trucks have been unable to reach the area due to closures in areas such as Almirante and Chiriqui Grande. Aris Pimentel, president of the Bocas del Toro Chamber of Commerce, emphasized that there is currently no gasoline available in Changuinola and that food products are scarce in most businesses. Most bakeries are out of flour. Businesses are short of supplies because they have been without transportation for a week, he said. Unable to use the usual routes, companies have begun to consider an alternative route that involves crossing the border at Pasoa Canoas, transiting through Costa Rican territory to reach Sixaola and re-entering Panama through Guabito. Although this option isn't new, implementing it requires complex logistics and special permits, which have already been obtained from the Costa Rican government. That takes us between 12 and 18 hours of travel by truck, Pimentel explained. The use of this route began to be activated recently. Today, we're informing companies like Fedoro, De Carina, Coca-Cola and the supermarket chains Grupo Rey and Super Extra that they can now use this route, the leader stated. The permits were obtained through the Cubana Banana Cooperative, which is interested in transporting its production. The Costa Rican government authorized the passage as an emergency measure, similar to what happened 2 years ago during the landslide on the highway. However, Pimentel was emphatic in warning that the current shortage is severe. The strategy being implemented is primarily to bring in food products. I haven't yet been told if fuel will also be available, but I assume it will, because it's a basic necessity, he said. Meanwhile, the gas stations in Changuinola are practically empty. The economic impact has been devastating for local businesses. According to the leader, several businesses have closed and not all will be able to reopen. A situation like this will bankrupt any company that isn't very stable. Not only a sales loss, but also perishable goods and financial commitments that can't be met, he warned. Agricultural producers face even greater losses. If the harvest is ready, but it can't be transported, it's lost. It's that simple. And right now, there is no viable way to move production within the country, Pimentel added. Now, the lack of access to inputs, fuel, and safe routes compromises not only the regional economy, but also food security. Pimentel insisted that a structural solution is required, not just logistical palliatives. It is not sustainable to depend on an international route that involves 18 hours of travel. This must be resolved through dialogue and the immediate unblocking of the roads in Panama. We're in a crisis situation, he emphasized. Meanwhile, local businesses continue to search for ways to survive amid the chaos. We're doing what we can. But if this continues, we won't just lose businesses, we'll lose the community. Many are thinking about leaving or closing permanently. And that would be the beginning of the end for Changuinola, Pimentel concluded. President José Raúl Molina ordered the immediate suspension of the multi-million-dollar bidding process for school lunches served in public schools while questioning the report of an evaluation committee that favoured the company that offered the highest price. In this tender, called by the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, Importadora Verzi S.A. Supercarnes proposed $57.6 million to provide the service between the 4th of August of this year and the 31st of December 2026, while a consortium made up of Compañía Goli S.A., which operates under the trade name of El Machetazo, and Transporte Ligo S.A., offered $51.3 million, although it was later disqualified by the Verification Commission. For Molino, there is no reason to justify the large price difference between one proposal and another, $5 million, which I understand is the distance between one proposal and the other. Let's just cancel that. We don't need another problem at the Moduca, Molino announced at his weekly press conference on Thursday. It should also be noted that the consortium's proposal to supply the country's 22 educational regions, while in Porto Vieira's proposal, covers just 20 regions. The president said that he'd already spoken about the matter with Minister Lúcia Molinar and also with Controller General Anil Flores. I received word from the comptroller that he would not endorse it, and I support him in that, Molino emphasised. More than 400 non-profit organisations and foundations in the country were deprived of the benefit that allowed them to receive tax-deductible donations. The measures were taken by the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, due to these entities' failure to submit the reports required by tax legislation. The decision applies to organisations linked to sports, health, education, the environment, culture, religion and human rights, among others, according to Resolution 201-4523 of the 5th of June of this year, issued by the Ministry of Economy and Finance and published in the Official Gazette 30304. The aforementioned resolution instructs the Department of Tax Oversight to state that donations made to these groups will not be deductible from income tax for the periods in which non-compliance has been verified. However, the affected groups have the option of submitting a reconsideration within 15 business days of the resolution's publication in the Official Gazette. The document warns that all non-profit organisations are required to keep track of the funds they receive, generate or transfer. Therefore, they must record operations, financial transactions or donations in detail, justifying their origin and nature, and submitting a consolidated report to the Ministry of Finance within 90 days of the close of each calendar year. The National Police reported that the body found in the district of Chiriqui Grande, Bocas del Toro province, was that of a 24-year-old man. The agency clarified that the body was not a minor, as had previously been reported on social media. However, the cause of this person's death has not yet been revealed. The discovery occurred on Tuesday amid police efforts to clear roads in Bocas del Toro at the joint checkpoint on the Rambala-Almirante Highway, the scene of protests. According to authorities, the incident occurred after an attack by unknown individuals against the vehicles present at the location. Subsequently, units arriving as reinforcements reported the discovery of a person with bodily injuries. The person was treated in an ambulance and then transferred to the Chiriqui Grande Hospital. Upon arrival at the medical centre, Social Security doctors confirmed the death. The Bocas del Toro Prosecutor's Office is leading the investigation to clarify what happened. The cause of death has not yet been confirmed. Indigenous groups are protesting against the reform in the Social Security pension system, with the majority of the blockades taking place in Almirante and Chiriqui Grande. The judge ordered provisional detention and charged three people involved in the robbery of a jewellery store on the 21st of May in the Bella Vista district, where items valued at $800,000 were stolen. During a hearing held on Wednesday at the courthouse located in Plaza Agora, Judge Oris Medina ordered the provisional detention of two men and a woman, whom she charged, or he charged rather, with criminal association and aggravated robbery. At the hearing, prosecutor Elba Arroza Mena argued that the three defendants should remain in custody, as this is a serious crime that required planning. Also argued that they pose a danger to society and a pose of flight risk. According to the investigation, the detained woman pretended to be a customer interested in purchasing jewellery, but she was actually gathering information about the number of employees working at the store, the location of security cameras and the value of some pieces of jewellery. The arrests of those involved took place in the towns of Alcalde Díaz, Chilibre, Veracruz and El Chorillo. Authorities are investigating the possible links between the detainees and other robberies committed at various businesses in the province of Panama. The Ministry of Environment, MIAMBIENTE, through a statement reported that it authorised a selective and technical pruning of the white mangrove located in the Coco del Mar area, San Francisco district. This was after verifying that its uncontrolled growth was affecting residential structures and posed a direct threat to the safety and well-being of residents. The intervention, supported by resolution, is being carried out by the Municipality of Panama and has the technical supervision of MIAMBIENTE following an on-site inspection. During the survey, the technical team verified that the mangrove roots are penetrating the perimeter fences on Begonia and Amapola streets, causing physical damage to homes and creating conditions conducive to garbage accumulation, pest infection, and potential disease outbreaks. The field report also determined that one of the coordinates of the area in question borders the Panama Viejo Mangroves Marine Coastal Reserve, while the other two are located outside the national system of protected areas. This condition allows the intervention to be carried out without compromising protective ecosystems. In addition, residents reported that the dense vegetation and piles of debris being used as hiding places by people outside the community, which has increased the perception of insecurity. Given the situation, the Municipality of Panama and MIAMBIENTE, in coordination with public safety agencies, will design a plan to prevent threats to the integrity, property and health of residents, as well as to establish a buffer zone to reduce risks. The Environmental Agency assured that periodic maintenance of these mangroves will be carried out and technical supervision in coordination with local authorities and affected communities, with the goal of conserving the biodiversity and the environmental services these ecosystems provide. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. That's our Friday morning look at some of the local news compiled for this morning's programme.